Good afternoon. This is Sunday afternoon of April the 26th, a special service. We had it in our hearts to record a service of scripture and praise and prayer. There is power in all of those, and we know that. And in difficult times is when we need to take extra time, special times for this. So I'd like to start off and read Psalm 63. Verses 1 through 8. O God, you are my God. Earnestly I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My body longs for you in a dry and weary land where there is no water. I have seen you in the sanctuary and beheld your power and your glory. Because your love is better than life, my lips will glorify you. I will praise you as long as I live, and in your name I will lift up my hands. My soul will be satisfied as with the richest of foods. With singing lips my mouth will praise you. On my bed I remember you. I think of you through the watches of the night. Because you are my help, I sing in the shadow of your wings. My soul clings to you, your right hand upholds me. Let's bow our heads in prayer, please. Heavenly Father, we come here this afternoon because of our hearts and our soul, we earnestly seek you and your presence and your power. And as the chorus was just played, we sing, how great is our God. Father, you are the maker of the heavens and the earth and the sea and all that is therein. We read in Psalms 19 that the heavens declare your majesty and your glory, that they speak of your greatness and your power. You are the omnipotent God, the everlasting Father. You are the Ancient of Days, and you are our God. And we call out to you, Abba, Father, because we love you with everything that is within us. We love you. And so, Lord, as we gather in this sanctuary once again, thank you, Father, for your presence here. For those viewing in their homes, we pray the same as they join in via that method, in that mode. We do this because we love you. We do this to honor you. We do this because of the power that is in your word, the power that there is in praising your name, and the power there is in prayer. Thank you for blessing this time. In Jesus' name, amen. We're going to sing, this is a praise song from our books, number 82, The Everlasting God. If you want to stand, you sure can.
Strength will rise as we wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. Our God, you reign forever. Our hope, our strong deliverer. You are the everlasting God, the everlasting God. You do not faint, you won't. Those in need, you lift us up on wings like eagles. Strength will rise as we wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. Strength will rise as we wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. Our God, you reign forever. Strong deliverer, you are the everlasting God, the everlasting. defender of the weak. You comfort those in need. You lift us up on wings like eagles.
Amen. You can be seated. Thank you. Isaiah chapter 40, verses 27 through 31. Excuse me. Verse 27, I want to read from the New Living Translation. Verse 28 and following, I'll go to the NIV. But the NLT, I just like how it says in verse 27, God is speaking, O Israel, how can you say that the Lord does not see your troubles? How can you say God refuses to hear your case? Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youth grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. Next, we're going to sing one from our hymnal. It's called Till the Storm Passes By. A beautiful hymn, and it reminds me of a lot of the older generation. They have this phrase, this too shall pass. And it is true, and they've been through all the trials and storms of life of all of their years, and they can say that, this too shall pass.
In the dark of the midnight have I oft hid my face, while the storm howls above me and there's no hiding place. In the crash of the thunder, precious Lord, hear my cry, keep me safe till the storm passes by. Till the storm passes over, till the thunder sounds no more, till the clouds roll forever from the sky. Hold me fast, let me stand in the hollow of thy land. Keep me safe till the storm passes by. Many times Satan whispered, there is no need to try, for there's no end of sorrow, there's no hope by and by. But I know thou art with me, and tomorrow I'll rise where the storm never darkens the skies. Till the storm passes over, till the thunder sounds no more, till the clouds roll forever from the sky. Hold me fast, let me stand in the hollow of thy land. Keep me safe till the storm passes by. When the long night has ended and the storms come no more, let me stand in thy presence on that bright, peaceful shore, in the land where the tempest never comes. Lord, may I dwell with thee when the storm passes by. Till the storm passes over, till the thunder sounds no more, till the clouds roll forever from the sky. Hold me fast, let me stand in the hollow of thy hand. Keep me safe till the storm passes by.
Good afternoon, I guess I should say. I'm going to be reading Psalm 91. I'm going to be using the New King James Version. Psalm 91 is a protective psalm. It gives us protection by God's own words here. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him I will trust. Surely He shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence, and He shall cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you see the reward of the wicked, because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place. No evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. For He shall give His angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. In their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against the stone. You shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent you shall trample underfoot. And these next four verses become very personal, because you can insert a name there that if you're praying for someone or for yourself. And I'm going to insert a name. My stepbrother is right now in hospice care in Yankton. His name is Elmer. Because Elmer has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver Elmer. I will set Elmer on high because Elmer has known my name. Elmer shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with Elmer in trouble. I will deliver Elmer and honor Elmer. With long life, I will satisfy Elmer and show Elmer my salvation. So ends the reading of his word. Psalm 91 is very personal, and it's powerful, and it's protection, and it's in every Bible. Some may say it a little bit differently, but use it in this time of trouble. In this time, we need His protection. I'm going to say a prayer now for dear Lord, Heavenly Father, my gracious and my glorious King and my God. I thank You, Lord, for Your word, which gives us protection, Father. Lord, You are God that cares for each and every one of us. Lord, no matter where we're at, Lord, if we are laying in bed sick, Lord, or if we are healthy, Father, Lord, you still care for us in this time of this pandemic, Father, as it is called. Lord, we seek your presence, and we seek your protection, Father. Lord, and for healing, Father, for also, for those that are sick and hurting, not only just from this pandemic, but from other things, Lord, from whatever ailment there is, Father. Lord, you are the great physician, Lord, and you are a God that is our God, and we call out to you, Father. Lord, and we lift up those that are healthcare workers, Father, that are working on the front lines, Father, that would never have thought about putting their lives in peril, Father. But Lord, it is your will and your way. Father, you bring us all together in a certain way, Father. And Lord, we lift you up. We seek your protection. We seek your health. And we seek your guidance, Lord, in how we should live. Thank you, Father, for your Son, Jesus Christ, that came and gave us life with his blood. Lord, Lord, as we turn to you in our hearts and in our minds, Father, may we see your face one day, Lord, and see the protection and see the love in your eyes that only you have for us, Lord. You created us in your image, Lord, and you love us. Thank you, Father, for all that you have done and all that you are doing and all that you will do. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Carl. It is a beautiful psalm. We're going to sing one from our praise book, number 133, called Whom Shall I Fear? Also known as the God of Angel Armies, and we know that is Jesus. When he appeared to Joshua before they were going to conquer Jericho, he said, as captain of the armies of the Lord, I have now come. So let's sing this together.
Forever, he is a friend of mine. stands behind. The God of angel armies is always by my side. The one who reigns forever, he is a friend of mine. The God of angel armies is always by my side. I know who goes before me, I know who stands behind. The God of angel armies is always by my side. The one who reigns forever, he is a friend of mine. The God of angel armies is always by my side. The God of angel armies is always by my side.
this evening or whenever you're watching this service. God wants you to know that He is with you, that He is greater than all, that we don't have to fear. Sometimes we listen to the news and over and over and over again, we just get bombarded with everything and the worst of all that's happening. And it's almost as if fear can overtake a person's mind and heart. But God wants you to know that you can rest in Him. Rock of Ages, we sing that hymn, cleft for Thee, let me hide myself in Thee. We hide ourselves in Him. Psalm 91, as Carl read, He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And so as there is that place of protection in Him, that we rest in Him. So if your hearts are fearful, I pray that as we're going through this service, that you just surrender. Say, Lord, I surrender. I surrender to You, Jesus, as Lord of my life. Be my Savior, be my Lord, come into my heart, and let Your peace rule and guard my heart, Your peace that passes all understanding. And He will do that. He will do that. We're going to sing a next song. It's called I Surrender.
I surrender. I surrender. I surrender. I want to know you more. I want to know you
afternoon. 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then, God says, I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and will heal their land. And I know that we've read this scripture many, many times, and we've seen it on our Facebook pages and internet connections, and it's so true. I read today, it said, revival begins when people turn to God. It breaks forth from intercessory prayer and continues when people repent and no longer tolerate sin in their lives. David said in Psalms 51, verse 10, create in me a pure heart, O God, and stir and renew a steadfast spirit in me. And then one more. Jesus said in Matthew 5, verse 6, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Let's pray. Father, you've told us what to do. You've told all of us what we need to do. And Lord, that is our desire. That's our desire here at our church, in our family, in our town, in our state, all over the United States, in our nation, over the world. Lord, we pray that we would be turning our hearts back towards you, turning them in a deeper way, in a closer way. I read just the other day someone who said, let's consecrate ourselves in quarantine. And that just stirred within me, Lord. Yes, we have all got some extra time. Help us, Father, to be seeking you individually and with those who we're around. Help us to be putting you first, to put down those other things that were so distracting, maybe. Maybe they weren't all wrong, but maybe what's more necessary today, now, is for us to be turning to you, to be seeking you. We pray that for us, Father, for all of us here, for our children, for our youth, for our elderly, for everyone, for the whole nation, Father. Whether we're living here in the United States or over in Israel or in Mexico or in Haiti, all over, Father, we pray for revival. We pray for you as we kneel before you, as we consecrate ourselves, as we surrender, that you would revive us, revive our land. We pray for your word to go throughout as it's gone so many more places through this time, through the internet. Lord, we pray people are hearing your word. We just pray that hearts will be turned to you, that the lost will be found. You said, Father, John 3:16, that you so loved the world that you send your son, that whoever believes in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. We pray for those missionaries. We pray for those that are living in all their various lands, Lord. We pray, Father, that you strengthen them, that as they seek you, Father, you strengthen them to keep preaching the word, to do what you want them to do. Strengthen them, Father. And we are already seeing wonderful things happening, and we thank you for that. We thank you for people in us ourselves to be turning to you and away from the ways that we are not pleasing to you. And we love you, Father. We love you so much. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. We're going to sing Bless the Lord. 10,000 reasons. We're told in Psalms 103, it says, Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. I was talking to one of the older ladies from our church this last week who is a widow and is pretty much confined to her home because of this pandemic. And she said, you know, Pastor Mike, I find that if I go through the day and I intentionally start thanking God and thinking of all the things I am thankful for, the day goes so much better. And so it does. Let's stand as we sing this 10,000 reasons.
Bless the Lord, O my soul. Like never before, oh my soul, I worship your holy name. The sun comes up, it's a new day dawning. It's time to sing a song. Sing like never before, oh my. worship his holy name. Sing like that.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. We do worship his holy name. I have a couple more scriptures that I'm going to read and lead into a prayer, and then we'll have our closing hymn coming up. First of all, from Genesis chapter 8, this is after the flood of Noah, when all of the earth was destroyed, and Noah, they had come off the ark, and he had built that sacrifice, built the altar and had the sacrifice there to the Lord God. And God said, "And never again will I destroy all living creatures as I have done. For as long as the earth endures, seed time and harvest." We're in seed time right now, aren't we? "Cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night will never cease." And I want to read from 2 Corinthians chapter 9, beginning in verse 6 here in just a moment. We're in a difficult time, our nation and beyond, economically. We all know that. The markets have crashed. They're saying the unemployment rate in our nation has not been this high since the Great Depression of the 1930s. But you know what? God is faithful. In the midst of it all, he is faithful through it all, no matter what you're facing. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6 says, "Remember this, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Each man should give what he has decided in his heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver." Well, I'm not getting ready to take an offering. You might think so, but I'm not. No, God says this in good times and tough times going on. God is able. Let me say that again. God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. As it is written, he has scattered abroad his gifts to the poor. His righteousness endures forever. Now he, that's God, who supplies seed to the sower, that's us, and bread for food, will also supply and increase your store of seed and will enlarge the harvest of your righteousness. You will be made rich in every way. We're not just talking money here. We're talking in our lives as Christian people. You will be made rich in every way so that you can be generous on every occasion. And through us, Paul speaking to the church, through us, your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God. And one more verse passage from Lamentations chapter 3, starting in verse 22. "Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning." That's why I love the mornings. because his compassions are new every morning. Another translation says his mercies are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. I say to myself, Jeremiah the prophet said, I say to myself, the Lord is my portion. You know what that means? He's more than enough. He's all you need. The Lord is my portion. Therefore, I will wait for him. The Lord is good to those whose hope is in him, to the one who seeks him. For it is good to wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word, the promises of your word. They're over and over again, Lord, that speak to economic principles and purposes in our lives. Your word has much to say about our finances and our needs. Philippians chapter 4, and it says, and we know that our God will provide for all of our needs according to his riches in glory. And Father, we thank you for that. You know the needs of everyone within this congregation. You know the needs of everyone that is watching this special service. You know the needs of everyone on the planet who is calling out to you for help. Those maybe that have been laid off or lost their jobs, who have no income coming in, or certainly a significant lesser amount. And they're looking to you for food, for sustenance, for payments of their rent and their utilities and whatever it might be, loans that they have. Lord, I thank you for working in each of these situations in unexpected ways. Father, we know here in the Midwest region, even last year, as difficult as it was, the entire economy, the ag economy, that just took a nosedive. It's a very difficult year. And now we're coming in to this new year that we're in of seed time. And we're trusting you. We certainly thank you for conditions thus far that are much better than where we were a year ago at this time. And I pray that that will continue on, that the seed can be planted in the fields. Lord, you said as long as the earth endures, there will be seed time and harvest. That's the promise of your word. Lord, the Midwest, the whole ag economy affects our region and nation in such an incredible way. From the manufacturing, those that work, I think over at Freeman of Vermeer, and those that work on the roads, and those on and on, every part of our livelihood is tied in together with the ag economy. And we lift that up to you, Father, and ask that there could be fair prices on the crops, on the cattle, on the livestock of whatever type it might be. Lord, that the ones that do the work and the labor could receive a fair share, and not just the ones in the middle or wherever it seems to be going. We lift that up to you. All that work, we could go on and on, Lord. Thank you for the strength that you give to us to even be able to work. You created us for that. You said if we don't, the one who does not provide for his own household is worse than an infidel, an unbeliever. And so you put that work ethic and desire within us, within our nation. And Father, we pray for the time to soon come when the nation can get back to work, when this epidemic can come to a stop, this pandemic, Lord, in Jesus' name, and that you are being exalted through everything that is said and done. And again, I know we have prayed for our nation, and I pray that the eyes of this nation would be upon you, Lord. We praise you for your goodness. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. We are going to sing from the hymnal number 318, I Believe in a Hill Called Mount Calvary. Just a second, Jennifer. Yeah, you can stand up. That's fine. The words of this, it says, there are things as we travel on this earth's shifting sands. Boy, if we aren't in a time of shifting sand right now, I don't know what is. That transcend all the reason of man. I know there are people in their 90s. I know one, a grandma of someone from our church. She's well up in her 90s, and she said to her grandson, who would have thought I would have to live through this yet as well in her life? But you know what? God is faithful. Let's sing this. I believe in a hill called Mount Calvary. There are things as we travel this earth shifting sands that transcend all the reason of man. But the things that matter the most in this world, they can never be held in our hand. And I believe say amen. I heard an old preacher one time say, now if that don't light your fire, then your wood's wet. So amen. Let me have the benediction and then we're going to sing again, God Bless America. And now may the Lord go with you. May he go ahead of you to guide you, behind you to encourage you, beside you to befriend you, above you to watch over you, and within you to give you his peace. Amen. We sing this as a prayer for our nation. God bless America.
the mountains, to the prairies, to the oceans white with foam. God bless America, my home sweet home. God bless America, my home sweet home. God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above. From the mountains to the prairies, to the oceans white with foam. God bless America, my home sweet home. God bless America, my home sweet home.
Amen. Thank you for joining in with us today. We pray that you have been blessed. We sure have. Thanks to all that came to help. Come in special to make this possible. God bless you. You may be seated.